Good morning, people of God.
Good morning.
Welcome this morning as we come together in this time of worship today. And it's good to see the sea of red. Today we celebrate the day of Pentecost when the Spirit came and moved through the disciples. And you might say the church was born on this day as they were given the power to go out and spread and tell the good news of Jesus Christ throughout the world. That's why you're here, because somebody already told about that. We have a lot happening this morning. One of the things that you received upon coming in, and I believe we ran out of surveys, that's fine, okay? But this congregational vitality survey that you received, how many did not get one? Okay, that's fine. One of the things that the council we did a few months ago was to engage in healthy leaders leading healthy congregations, and it's meant to help our congregation grow in its health and vitality as we move into the future here. And this congregational vitality survey is part of that process. So, how many have already filled it out? Okay, in a few minutes here we'll finish filling it out. I'd like you to listen to Ardith first. Ardith, you can go take your place at the microphone, Ardith. Okay,
yep.
Very good, thank you. And then down the road here in the next month or two, as the information that is recorded on here. A person from the Synod office will come and meet with the council to kind of share what the findings is and stuff, so that will help us to decide as we move into the future here, as we continue to move into the future here. So, okay? Very good. One of the things we are also doing is we're having these temple talks once a month to talk about how we see God active in the world, how we experience God, God's sightings. And the Congregational Life Committee is calling this Mission Possible. Remember, bum, 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 bum. Remember that? You know, if you want to take it a little further, you go bum, 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 diddle-doo, diddle-doo. You can do all that type of stuff. But you know, that was called Mission Impossible. We're calling it Mission Possible. As we lift up the mission and how we experience God in our everyday life, and Ardith is going to share a few things about that with her right now. So thank you, Ardith.
Okay. Good morning. My assignment was to how do I see God in my life, and so this is what I see. He was there when I was a young girl. I was fortunate to have a good, carefree life. Always enough to eat. Always nice clothes to wear, and people around me that loved me and cared for me. As an adult, I became a nurse and learned to care for others, not only physically, but mentally, hopefully. As a wife and mother, God blessed me with a great husband and three lovely children, and I thank God for how proud I am of them. I thank God for my good health and to allow me to accomplish what I thought was important in my life. About a year and a half ago, I had a major setback in my health, and I could not walk even short distance without great pain. And I could see me in a wheelchair in a few years. But with prayer and God's help and a good surgeon, even though my age was against me, the surgery was a great success, and I can walk long distances without pain, and I thank God for that. Hopefully I can get back to give back to others what God has done for me. When I pray, I try to remember to praise the Lord, not always asking for something. One of my favorite Bible readings was John chapter 15. My commandment is this: love one another just as I love you. The greatest love you can have for your friends is to give your life for them. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because servants do not know what their master is doing. Instead, I call you friends, because I have told you everything I heard from my Father. You did not choose me. I chose you and appointed you to go and bear much fruit, the kind of fruit that endures. And so the Father will give you whatever you ask of him in my name. This, then, is what I command you, to love one another.
Thank you, Arda. But I want you all to be aware, to see how you see God acting in your daily life. Your God sightings. God sightings. Today also is a special day too. Is we're a day we call baccalaureate, and that's where we recognize the seniors that will be graduating this year, and asking God blessing to go with them as they move on in their life and in the directions that they go, and to know that we go with them on that direction. Okay, right now, if you haven't already, Luann, do you have a little background music? Fake it. I want you to finish your surveys, and when you're finished, please pass them to the middle and the ushers will collect them. Let's join together in our opening hymn, O Day Full of Grace. I invite you to stand as you're able. Thank you. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the creator of wind and rain, field and ocean, the bread of life, come down from above, the power of at work within us and the world. Amen. Before God and in the company of our sisters and brothers, let us confess our sin. I invite you to take a moment for your own self-examination and reflection at this time. God and Father of all, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have thought better of ourselves than others. We have told lies, said hurtful things, acted in ways we wish we could take back, and looked the other way when action was needed. In your mercy, O God, forgive us, cleanse us, and heal us, for the sake of Jesus our Savior. Amen. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. Everything has become new. In Christ, you are a new creation. Your sins are taken away and you are made new. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let us share that peace with one another. What's that? I didn't see that. Check that. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you, Jay. Peace be with you, Kathy. Peace be with you, sir. John, peace be with you. God, peace be with you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And we sing.
Glory be to God in heaven, peace to earth will to
Your Spirit brings truth to the world. Send us this Spirit. Transform us by your truth and give us language to proclaim your gospel. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. This is the last Sunday for the now and through until next fall that the choir will be singing and sharing in church. And did anybody, I told you of a dream or a goal that I have. Did anybody remember from last Sunday what that was? What? A new choir director, absolutely. New choir director. What else? 20. Then we have at least 20 voices up there.
Three sopranos.
What's that?
Said three more sopranos and three more altos.
Okay.
We can grow evenly that way.
Yes. Okay. So just keep that in mind and see how the Spirit moves you.
From Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had come, the apostles were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devoted Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they ask, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, but it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit. And they shall prophesy, and I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Savior, open now your saving word. Let it burn like fire within us. Hearts are stirred. Hallelujah, Lord, we sing for the good news that you bring.
The Holy Gospel according to John, chapters 15 and 16. Jesus said, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you ask me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because we do not believe in him. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the true Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I invite the kids to come up here this time.
Good morning. Oh. We'll do that. Sounds good. Come on up. Come on up. Hey, come on. Here, have a seat. Have a seat on the floor. So I'm going to pull out some stuff here. Hi, come on up. Guess what? It's going to be the only time today that we play with fire, and it's okay. Come have a seat right here. Excellent. Excellent. Well, I've got some stuff up here, and the first thing I'm going to pull out, I got to get this out of the way, is a match. What does this do? Do you know what this does? Do you know what happens? It lights on fire. It does. Let's try it. It did. It lit on fire. And that's a pretty cool flame, right? Today, we were talking about the Holy Spirit coming, and it looked like a flame on each person. So, I blew too hard. Okay, we're going to try that again. Let's try again. Oh, and it worked. There it went. And I'm going to light this candle. Let's pretend this candle is one person. But the flame didn't go away. It went here, and it stayed here. Let's try another one. Did it work? It did. It kept going. Now I'm going to set that one down and let it go out. This is kind of like our piece of paper last week. I know you weren't here, but I bet a whole bunch of people remember. We tore our piece of paper in half, and then we kept going and kept going and kept going until there was like almost no paper left. We were sharing God, weren't we? And because we were using things that we have here on earth, we ran out. Do we ever run out in real life of the Holy Spirit or of God? Does it ever run out? Does God run out? Or does he call and say, nope, sorry, ran out of fuel today, you're on your own? No, God doesn't do that to us, and neither does the Holy Spirit. In fact, the Holy Spirit can be shared and shared and shared. We talk about the Holy Spirit brings us gifts, don't we? Lots of different gifts. But in our story today, the Holy Spirit brought a gift to all those people that they could talk to each other, even though they talked in different languages. So watch this. If we take this one, do you think we could share it with this one? Let's see. We did. Did this one go away? No. Let's try again. Let's try this one. This one could share with this one, just like we were splitting up our piece of paper last week. And this one over here could share with this one, and it worked. And this one could share with this one. And this one could share with this one. And just like we were talking about last week, that, hey, our paper kind of ran out. But once we hold on to that bit of the Spirit, once the Spirit is in us, can we make it go away? No, we can't. It's with us all the time. It'll be with us forever and ever. Can we share our gifts from the Spirit? Yeah, we can. We can. We could share just like this candle shared its flame over to here. Now, here's the deal. One last time. If I go like this, they all go out. Because these are just candles and not people and not the actual Holy Spirit. Does the Spirit get blown out? No. The Holy Spirit can't be blown out in us. We can share it all we want, and it doesn't ever run out, and it can't ever be put out. That's pretty cool. That's quite a gift. That's a really big gift. I bet there aren't a whole lot of gifts like that that don't ever run out. Do you have toys at home that maybe break or fall apart after a while? Do you have maybe some clothes that you get too big for and you grow out of them? Sometimes. The Holy Spirit will never undergrow you. You will never outgrow the Holy Spirit. It will never wear out. It will never go away. It's with you to share with others. That's pretty cool. So why don't we head back to our seats now and we can listen to more messages. Yeah? All right. Thanks for coming. Give me five. Give me five. Yeah, nice one.
Please pray with me. Loving, gracious God, we give you thanks this day for your Holy Spirit, your Spirit yourself that moves in and through us, that gives us life, that calls us to be your people and calls us into service and action in our world. We give you thanks for these words. Now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want you to grab your hymnal here. And I'm going to tell you a secret. Maybe you know the secret already. I don't know. I was pleased when I saw this with the new hymnal. I want you to go to page 1162. Did you know that the small catechism was in the hymnal? How many people knew that? There's a couple of people that knew that. Today is the day of Pentecost, the day we you might say it's the birthday of the church. It's when the Spirit came and empowered the disciples to share in that good news. The third article of the Creed has actually become a very important piece for me in my own journey and how I understand how God's activity works and calls me and calls each one of us. Let's just read the third article. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Now Luther didn't stop there. Luther was one who was always asking questions. So he asked it, at least in here, in here it's asked a couple of different ways. He said, what is this? Or what does this mean? And now when this latched on to me, this was long after I went through confirmation. I memorized this in confirmation. How many remember memorizing things in confirmation? Yeah. I didn't remember it. I memorized it, but then I simply forgot it right away. Anybody else? That happened to any of you? Yeah. Okay. But this was an aha, a wow moment for me when thinking about the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to listen carefully to this. I believe that by my own understanding or strength, I cannot believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to Him. The language I learned was a little bit different. I learned, as my memory says, I believe that I cannot by my own understanding or effort believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to Him. What does this mean? It means that the Spirit's active even before I know the Spirit's active. The Spirit is there. The Spirit is there. That light is there, moving and calling us. Let's continue on reading here. Actually, I want to read with me. I believe that I cannot by my own understanding or strength, I cannot believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to Him. But instead, the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, made me holy and kept me in the true faith, just as He calls, gathers, enlightens, and gets holy the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one commune, true faith. Daily in these Christian churches, the Holy Spirit abundantly forgives all sins, mine and those of all believers. And on the last day, the Holy Spirit will raise me and all the dead, and will give to me and all believers in Christ eternal life. This is most certainly true. Did you realize you were saying all that stuff? It's not our effort. The Holy Spirit calls us and gathers us individually, but also as a body of Christ, the church here. And what are we called to do? Well, Jesus has been teaching us that all the way along. He says, He tells us to love one another as He has loved us. Jesus also tells His followers to go into all the world, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them all that I have commanded you, and I am with you until the end. This is what we call the Great Commission. It's through the Spirit, then, that we're able to accomplish these goals. We're able to move and do the things that God calls us to be. It's not our own effort, but the Holy Spirit calls us, enlightens us, and gives us the gifts to do the work that we're called to do. Jesus died for us, forgives us our sins, and now the Holy Spirit comes and breathes in us. And this is the same Spirit that breathed life into creation. Now, I should have handed out napkins. Because the word for Spirit in the Old Testament is the same word that means wind. So whenever we think of Spirit, we think of wind that blows. We can't see it, but we can feel it. We move stuff around. But it's the same thing that God breathed into the nostrils of Adam. And the Hebrew word is kind of a messy word. So are you ready? And be careful with the people ahead of you, because they might... I don't want them to get too messy, okay? But the word is Ruach. Say that with me. Ruach. And the Ruach of God moved through and gave life. It's that same Ruach that continues to move and give life to us today. We don't see it, and maybe we don't even think about it very much, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing that moves among us, that empowers us to get stuff done. Now think about it. The disciples were gathered in that one spot, as they were told to be. And here we have this image of the wind and flames coming and empowering the disciples. And they start speaking in different tongues. Now, the interesting thing about this, at least for me, is that the people that were gathered in Jerusalem from all over the known world, they would come and go there all the time, suddenly found the disciples talking in their own language. You know, how many different languages and ethnic groups do we have represented here in the congregation? I mean, my heritage goes back to Sweden and Danish and German. I suppose there's a few Norwegians out here. What? Do we have any Bohemians?
Scottish.
Polish.
Irish.
What?
Irish.
English.
Russian.
What?
Swiss.
You run on time, don't you, Jerry? Well, I want you to think of, let's say people from wherever we're from, the globe, were to come together and suddenly hear the message that Jesus loves them in their own language. What that would be like? It's kind of like if you remember the story in Genesis about the Tower of Babel, where the people had the arrogance to think that they could build a tower to God, and God says, I'm going to come down. It's kind of like in your face, down to them. And He mixes up their languages so they couldn't understand each other. But now, on this day of Pentecost, here we have the opposite effect of that, of people from all over who couldn't understand each other now could hear that message in one. In other words, the Spirit moves to draw all people together. The Spirit moves to draw all people together. So the Spirit is wind, Spirit is life, and the Spirit of God, as Josie said, never leaves us. God is always present with us. We are never alone. And we can never be someplace where God isn't already. I've got some good news and bad news for you. You want to hear the bad news first? God knows you. You want to hear the good news? God knows you. God knows you. There's no place that we can be, whether we run away from God or anything, or even if we say we have trouble believing in God, doesn't mean that God is not with us and God does not love us. It's not depending upon us, because it's not how good we are, it's how good God is. Remember that. The Spirit draws all people to themselves. And the Spirit goes with us. Today we recognize our graduates here. And I want you, as graduates, to know that God goes with you wherever that journey may take you. And because of that, also know that it's through also this congregation, this body of Christ right here, also goes with you. Because that's the Spirit work. That's the Spirit work. Promise to walk with us wherever we go. So I want you to know, if when you're packing for the journey, remember that God's already been packed in there with you. So the Spirit calls us, enlightens and sanctifies us, and keeps us in true faith. Maybe as a congregation be empowered to be that light and that breath, that wind blowing in our community, so that others may know and remember that God loves them. Amen.
We call our graduates, Jason Grutz, Jacob Haviland, Dylan Hine, Damian Link, Zach Rangel, Brandon Charlo, and Trinity Schaff. Come forward.
I invite those who are here, please come forward.
Just gather right down here. So tell me, what's up? What are you going to do? You going to school?
Yeah.
Where?
CBTC.
CBTC? What are you going to be studying?
I'm thinking digital marketing.
Digital marketing. Hey, I think we got a job for her.
We're going to school.
Brandon, where
are you? Eau Claire.
Eau Claire? UW Eau Claire?
Yep.
What are you going to study? You know what you're studying now?
History teaching.
Awesome. Doing.
I'm going to Augsburg University over in Minneapolis.
Augie.
Yeah.
Joining the MIAC.
Play football and study history.
Study history. Two history guys. Did you know that about each other?
Yeah.
You did? Okay.
I'm going to college at UTI in Lyle, Illinois.
And where?
Lyle, Illinois.
Where's Lyle, Illinois?
It's in the northern part of the
state. Northern part of the state. So how far is it from here? Far enough?
Yeah.
Same as Chicago. I went far enough away so I couldn't come home every weekend, and my parents couldn't come and see me every day. You got that? Yep. That's all right. Anyway.
Going to Stout.
Stout. Very good. Well, I want you to know here, because baccalaureate is a time when we recognize this transitional time in your life, and we want you to know that our prayers and our support, whether you know it or not, goes with you and remains with you. Arla, did you come up here? Or Nancy, are you going to do it?
We're both going to do it.
So, see, one of the things that is a tradition here, and I'm newer, so I'm learning the traditions along the way here, but one of the wonderful traditions here is the gift of a quilt. Go ahead.
On behalf of our CLCW, we would like to congratulate each one of you for this great accomplishment that you have achieved. And we wish you God's blessings for the new phase coming in your future. That said, we would like to present you with one of our handmade quilts made by the CLCW.
One of the wonderful images of a quilt, you see it's patched. There's a variety of different fabrics and different patterns and stuff. It's kind of like who people are. And it's kind of like who this congregation is, too. And when you wrap that around yourself, I hope and pray that you will remember that this people here know and love you. I'd like you to turn around, though, and kneel here as I would like to share a blessing with you. Would you please pray with me? Lord God, thank you for this special day. Be with us as we celebrate the achievements of our studies. Thank you for this opportunity to learn and grow. Be with us as we go on to weave more of your trust into our lives. Thank you for the beautiful world you have created. Come be with us as we go out and discover our place within it. And thank you for your hope and grace. May you be with us all, helping us each day to walk more closely with you. Now may God's blessings follow you all as you find new journeys to travel. May you walk safely among the pathways of your dreams. And may God's gentle hand guide the decisions you make and the passions that you follow. May your hearts and lives always reflect Jesus' love and truth. And may hope be a light within you that you carry into each new day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give an applause to these people. I invite you to stand as you're able. We join in confessing our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified by Pilate, and was buried, he descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come and judge the living and the dead. I believe the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life of the righteous. Amen. Filled with the Holy Spirit, we join the Church in every place, praying for the world that God so loves. Lord of life, you baptize your people with the fire of the Spirit. Grace your Church everywhere with your visions and dreams, so that as we testify, all will hear the gospel and call upon your saving name. Hear us, O God. Your creating spirit renews the face of the earth. Bring to birth new life in the earth's land, forms, and waters. Awaken us from the slumber of neglect to show care for our home. Hear us, O God. Your spirit swept over the waters and you created the human family. Now we are divided, scattered like dry bones. Connect the nations with the strength of the Holy Spirit, so that all will live in hope. Hear us, O God. Your Spirit sighs with every need. Guide us in honoring the dignity of everyone and opening our lives to others. Pour your healing mercies into the lives of those who need your special care. Today we pray for Robert, for Maxine, for Kathy, for Lexan, Gordon and Carolyn, Dick and Maxine, Ray and Arnie, Sean, Steve and Lori, LaVon, Libby, Sam, and those that we name in our hearts. Hear us, O God. Your Spirit has called and gathered this congregation into life in Christ. Help us in our weakness. Teach us to pray. Search our hearts and intercede for us, your beloved saints, according to your will. Hear us, O God. Your Spirit moves into the broken places that we find ourselves. Today we pray especially for the brokenness of the families of the shootings down in Texas and Georgia. We pray for your Spirit of healing and power. Give them hope and courage. And give us the courage to do what needs to be done. Hear us, O God. By your Holy Spirit, you have called and gathered people from every nation under heaven. Gather us with all the saints at the heavenly banquet that has no end. Hear us, O God. By the sure guidance of your Holy Spirit, O God, we lift up our prayers in trust and thanksgiving through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. We'll receive our name.
I saw the things you told me as great things I have done. And now you gently break me, lovingly take me and hold me as my Father and mold me as my Maker. I ask you how many times you pick me up when I keep on letting you down. each time I will fall short of your glory, how far will forgiveness abound? And you answer, my child, I love you. And as long as you're seeking my face, you walk in the power of my daily sufficient grace. At times I make a walk and feel a bit discouraged, knowing that someone somewhere could do a better job. For who am I to serve you? I know I don't deserve you. And that's the part that burns in my heart and keeps me hanging on. I ask you, how many times will you pick me up when I keep on letting you down? And each time I will fall short of your glory, how far will forgiveness abound? And you answer, my child, I love you. And as long as you're seeking my face, you walk in the power of my daily sufficient grace. You are so patient with me, Lord. As I walk with you, I'm learning what your grace really means. The price that I could never pay was paid at Calvary. So instead of trying to repay you, I'm learning to simply obey you by giving up my life to you. For all that you've given to me, I ask you, how many times will you pick me up when I keep on letting you down? And each time I will fall short of your glory, how far will forgiveness abound? And you answer, my child, I love you. And as long as you're seeking my face, you walk in the power of my daily sufficient
grace. Thank you.
pray together. God, mercy and grace, the eyes of all waiting on you. You open your hand and bless us. Fill us with good things at your table, that we may come to the help of all in need, through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord. Amen.
As we come together this day of Pentecost, we gather around the table that Jesus calls us to come together around. Just as he did on the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. He gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And when the meal had ended, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Drink from it, all of you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. The Lord Jesus is our host, and he invites us to come and eat. So come. It's been prepared for you. Body of Christ given for you. Jerry, the body of Christ given for you. Mary, the body of Christ given for you. Kathy, the body of Christ given for you. Tyler, the body of Christ given for you. Jerry, the body of Christ given for you. Leah, the body of Christ given for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Thank you. and the body of Christ.
Thank you.
Invite you to stand as you're able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in His grace and His peace. Amen. Amen. And let us pray together. Wise and generous God, we thank You that at this holy table You have fed us again with the food of everlasting life. Send us with Your blessing to seek the good of our neighbor and call others to Your feast. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now, Almighty and merciful God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you this day and forevermore. Amen. We sing our closing hymn. We'll sing just one verse for the first verse of it. Moment. I bank time. Just remember, you've gotten out early so many times, I guess. I got it. Just a couple of things today. Certainly continue to pray for those in the prayer concerns. But also, the celebration today is Janet Wiesner's 97th birthday. So, those of you know Janet, please send her here. Best wishes and everything. And of course, with our seniors, we ask God's blessing on you as you go from this day. When's graduation, by the way? Next Saturday? It's coming fast. Now, the question is, will there be a diploma? There better be! Anyway, the other announcements in here are, I think, are all very self-explanatory. Is there any that anybody would like to lift up? Let's say a special thank you to Ellen for the beautiful song. Isn't that a beautiful song? Warm my heart. By the way, she has another, Laura Schiller does. You have ever sung Blessing? Will you do that here sometime? Awesome. It's a song by the same artist. So. Anyway, well, you know what time it is. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.